T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So good as possible.
Dennis Buten's a longtime friend of mine. He worked for the Whalers when they were here. You remember the Whalers, right?
I do remember them.
The Whalers.
They're coming back, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we all do.
Yeah. Now he's executive director of the House of Heroes Connecticut, and he's in to talk about House of Heroes and their big event. What's up? How are you?
How you doing, guys? Joe, Ray, great to see you. Long time no see. Nice to reconnect with you, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. First off, for people who might not know, what exactly is House of Heroes Connecticut and what do you do?
Well, House of Heroes Connecticut is a 501c3 nonprofit. We're part of a national organization founded in Georgia back in 2000. And our mission is to recognize, honor, and serve military and public safety veterans for their sacrificial service to our country. And how do we do that? We provide no-cost, one-day home improvements for veterans in need. So, it's really it's just a terrific program. I'm proud to be involved with it. Our Connecticut chapter was founded in 2012, and since that time, we've provided home repairs for 131 veterans, both here in Connecticut and in several other surrounding states.
So. Dennis, what kind of things do you do?
Well, you know, we focus on one-day home improvements. It's not home extreme home makeover.
We don't build
homes, that sort of thing. And, you know, our focus is safety and accessibility.
Like a banister that's coming down.
Well, listen, we've got so many veterans, even veterans remaining from the Greatest Generation, of course.
That's
great. You know, they're declining rapidly. The numbers are dropping. I think something like 16 million served in World War II, and there are less than 400,000 remaining. So we're proud to help them. And, you know, they still want to stay in their own homes, you know.
If at all possible.
So it's handicap ramps. It's retrofitting bathrooms. But we do general work, too. So, you know, electrical, plumbing, that sort of thing. Making sure that these veterans who deserve our respect and to be honored can stay in their own homes and be safe doing so.
Who was the person behind the idea for this?
Well, our inspiration is a gentleman by the name of Bill May. Bill May founded
you
may know Bill. Bill, sadly, Bill passed in December of 2016. Right. He had cancer, but he founded our chapter back in 2012 along with his partner, Steve Cavanaugh, who's a builder. So Steve kind of brought the building thing to it, and Bill kind of brought the brains behind growing the organization and serving veterans. He was a 24-year Army aviation veteran, worked for our good friend Sikorsky for many, many years. And it was Bill's passion to help his fellow veterans. He did some research, learned about House of Heroes, the national organization, online, inquired, and established the chapter back in 2012, and it's been off to the races since. And you know, since Bill passed, it's been our passion to honor his legacy and to continue on the work.
Dennis Buten is with us from House of Heroes Connecticut. We'll have more with Dennis coming up. It's the morning show, The Ray Man. Joe D here until 9 on The Flamethrower, WTIC, News Talk 1080. Ooh! All right, 8:51. Dennis Buten, Executive Director of House of Heroes Connecticut, is with us. They have their big gala coming up in Prospect on Valentine's Night, which we'll talk about. Okay. Dennis, how do people know about House of Heroes and how do they apply for help?
Well, our website is hohct.org. We have a place there where folks can nominate a veteran for help. You know, the veterans we serve have to own their own homes. They have to have been honorably discharged, and they have to have some sort of physical or financial need. One of the challenges we have is that we're just a small organization. We do the best we can. We try to honor as many veterans as we can, but right now, sadly, we have over 100 veterans on our waiting list, and there's just no way. We do about 20 projects a year. With the help of corporate sponsor support.
I was going to say, do you contract these out?
Well, we manage the projects and we rely entirely on volunteers. So we have partnerships with licensed contractors to handle the more detailed work like electrical, plumbing, carpentry work, that sort of thing. And then we rely on lay volunteers, volunteers, for example, if a company like a Johnson Brunetti, a good friend of ours, PCX Aerostructures, another good friend, Sikorsky, a wonderful friend of ours, they have a team building day where their employees come out and they'll do the work on veterans' home, the kind of the layperson work, they'll do the yard work, they'll do some painting, that sort of thing, while our network of skilled contractors handle the electrical and the more in-depth stuff. So, we try to do the best we can to get it to as many veterans as we can, but it's very, very much a challenge, which is why we're always out here trying to promote the work we do, trying to seek support.
Well, there you go. If I wanted to volunteer, what could I do? Just get a hold of you?
Well, you can go. You can certainly call me, and I'm happy to give you my telephone number on the air here. It's 860-558-0514.
Okay.
But the best thing to do is to go to our website, hohct.org, and there's a place to volunteer, there's a place to nominate veterans, and of course, there's a place to donate.
Let's do that.
Speaking of donating, we have our big event coming up on the 14th. So,
are veterans reticent to seek help?
Good point.
That is absolutely primarily the case, Joe. These are wonderful people who are patriots, who have honored their fellow citizens and our country with their service to our nation. They've seen some things that you and I would never wish to see.
Yeah.
And they don't feel that they've done anything particularly special. They don't feel that they are heroes. But of course, the three of us in this room here know that they are heroes to us and to what they've provided to our country. So it is difficult. So that's why we rely on a lot of times folks will nominate a veteran who might be reticent. And, we'll go and interview the veteran, make sure that they're qualified, assess the needs that they have in their home. And, a lot of times when they first meet us, they're a little not certain about, who we are and what we're going to do. But once we get in their home and start helping them out, and particularly when we finish the projects and we've spent an entire day there with a team of volunteers, improving their home, providing that handicap ramp that they need, installing windows, retrofitting that bathroom, we do a ceremony in their yards and they've got tears in their eyes. And I'll tell you something, since I started working for this organization some time back, we have a project day and I put my head on my pillow at night and I sleep well knowing that we've helped.
Yeah.
Veteran.
I bet.
It feels good.
So what about the big event, the Hearts and Heroes?
Yeah. Well, this is our biggest annual event. It's our Hearts and Heroes Gala. It's our fifth annual and made possible thanks to our presenting sponsor, Sikorsky, a Lockheed Martin company. This event takes place on Valentine's Day. We expect at Aria in Prospect. We expect more than 300 folks.
Sweet.
Open bar, dinner, dessert, music.
Oh, open bar.
Let's go back. Let's add those two most important words to us. Open bar.
And of course, you can get your tickets. We're still selling tickets. We're about 2.5 weeks out right now. Still selling tickets on our website, hohct.org. And $125 per person.
That's
still
not terrible.
Still tables available. And one of the special things about this event is that we introduced the William J. May III Service Above Self Awards last year. This is the second year we'll be doing them, where we honor a sponsor of the year, which this year is going to be
you'll come to it.
Didn't I?
That's all right.
It's going to be Johnson Brunetti.
There you go. It's always Johnson Brunetti.
We talk about Joel all the time.
Yeah, it's always Johnson Brunetti.
And so we honor a sponsor of the year, a volunteer of the year, and a craftsman of the year as well. It's going to be special. We have these wonderful awards, and we have a wonderful time. The great thing about this event this year, we have a Roaring Twenties theme. So we're going to have a lot of flapper dresses, that sort of thing.
Oh, really?
And the reason we're doing that is not only because—
Are you wearing one?
Yeah, what are the women?
I'm going to have my flapper dress. I'm going to have my sequins on.
That's going to look great. It'll be hot.
You know what? I would dance with you.
Don't you? I didn't hear that.
But not a slow dance.
No. We'll have to do something.
But it's also the 20th anniversary of the national organization this year. So we like the whole idea. And we like to have fun. That's one thing about this event. It's fun, but it raises an awful lot of money for the work we do.
just to back up to what you guys do, let's say you have a plumbing problem, mm-hmm. but you bring a whole crew out. So are there other things you can work on that one day?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, what we call it, what we say is we make a difference in a day. And, you know, the focus of our work is to complete as much work as we can in a day. Okay. But, you know, there have been projects which have had greater challenges where we might have had to have gone out before the project day to kind of set things up or finish the projects afterwards. Wow. But, you know, we try to choose projects. We generally don't do roofs. Those are a little more involved. But you know, decks, handicap ramps, windows, electrical, plumbing, bathrooms especially, that sort of thing.
Oh, very
widening,
much so, yeah.
Widening of doorways, that kind of thing. And an awful lot of yard work and beautification as well that our lay volunteers provide.
Good for them.
So if people want to buy tickets, how do they do it?
HOHCT.org, Hearts and Heroes 2020. The tickets are available there. Friday night, February 14th, Aria and Prospect, be there.
There's a band. The band is named after you.
Who?
Ian Biggs and the Ruckus.
Ian Biggs and the Ruckus.
And it's not Biggs.
Yeah.
It'd be Ruckus.
Okay. Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's great. We had them last year, and they're a terrific band, so lots of fun. Come on out.
Well, thank you for doing this work for the veterans.
Great.
I mean,
Love that.
Well, thank you for having me
on. We always
want to
thank the veterans, but we want to thank people like you for making sure that they're taken care of and helped, especially, as we said, some who don't seek help can use it.
Yeah,
so it's
absolutely.
Important.
And WTSC has been a good friend of ours and allowed us to promote the work we do.
Of course.
And we appreciate it.
Thanks.
That's what
we do. Good to see you, my friend.
Okay, thank
Mark
you.
Mark Willand's birthday today. How old do you think he is? I think 90.
I'm guessing.
I think anywhere between 85
I'm guessing
and 90.
45.
Really? He is a lot older than he looks, man. Let me tell you.
Is he really?
No, I'm just kidding. Plus, I think he's away, so we can't hear this.
He might be listening on radio.com.
Look at that plug.
Dennis has got it all.
He's just mentioned radio.com more in one 20-minute visit than we mentioned it ever.
Morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.